Ultra's dream come true.
Now we can really get to know each other.
Close your eyes and count to seven. When you wake, you'll be in heaven.
Whatever you do, fall. Welcome to hell. We're here.
Holy Grundle, welcome to the Discount Podcast. I'm your host, Anton, with me, Jovi.
Yo!
And Mike.
What up?
The only internet show that definitely does not have herpes, so don't worry about it.
Can't confirm.
We're safe here. We survived 2021, so we can do it again. Is Mad Dog actually a beer?
Nope, he was right. It's Red Dog.
I told you. I know my alcohol. It's not a problem.
Unsurprisingly, I don't.
Boom. Sorry.
Boom. Cole Cabana.
Kingston with a fake Jamaican
Kofi
accent.
Kofi Kingston. Boom, boom.
He's Jafakin.
You're Jafakin, man. But God, yeah. The hype is good.
Yeah, the hype is good. So, anyway. How was your day?
Work was fine. It got interesting. Yeah, it got weird toward the end. Work was fine. Then I came home and Mike and I checked out the new toy, which shall remain nameless. And then
the Frank box.
And then we went to go get our food and alcohol and shit for tonight. So we ordered Little Caesars and everything was cool. I ordered it, got my email. Well, okay. So we get there and I'm like, I don't even know if it's ready. I don't know if I got the email. So I go to look and my phone apparently decided I don't have a network anymore. It's just not refreshing my email at all.
Dope.
So I fixed that problem. I finally get the email. I pull up the QR code to go to the magic Beep Boop Pizza Bot that I don't have to talk to anybody to, and I feed it my code, and it gives me pizza. But instead, what happened was I walked in, and I gave it the code, and it scanned it, went beep boop, and did not open. Told me my code was invalid.
Oh.
So then I typed in the actual code on the pin pad, said your code is invalid. So then I proceeded to stand at the front counter for about 2.5 minutes waiting for somebody
to witness you?
To witness me into Valhalla, and nothing. And then finally, like, a dude kind of came around the corner, and I was like, yo, excuse me, boss. And he didn't say anything. So then I got loud, and I was like, yo, excuse me. And he didn't hear me or ignore me or whatever. So then I moved to the other side of the counter, and I'm waiting, and there's a girl paying in dough, and she's looking at me, and I'm looking at her, and she keeps looking at me but not acknowledging me.
Cool.
Just keeps paying in dough. So I stand there for about another 30 seconds, and then finally I'm like, I have an idea. So I just, like, real aggressively swung the front door open so that it would doom-doom, and then waited, and again, two girls look at me, mumble-mumble to each other, look at me, and then one of them walks away, and I'm like, I swear to God, bitch, if you turn around and walk away from me right now. And then she came over, and she's like, what can I do? And I'm like, yeah, the pizza robot won't give me my food. Says my code's invalid. And she's like, oh, okay, and grabs my food for me. And she hands me one pizza with all the other shit. And I'm like, yeah, no, there's supposed to be two pizzas. And she's like, well, ticket only says one. So I pull up the email. Sure as shit, only one went through for some reason. So I'm like, okay, well, what do you have ready? So she tells me, I tell her what I want. And then I had to come out to the car to get my wallet because I didn't take it in with me because I wouldn't have fucking needed it in the first place.
At which point I asked him how it was going.
Yeah. So, I mean, realistically, that's been the only trouble really in my day today. So I'd say I'm overall having a pretty good 24 hours. Dope. How was your day?
Mine?
Yeah.
I mean, busy as fuck, really.
So it went by quickly?
Eh. It was one of those where, like, it was busy as fuck, but in that sort of way where, like,
in the inconvenient way?
Yeah, where, like, you're just trying desperately to get this one fucking thing done, mm-hmm. and it takes the entire shift.
So my everyday, okay.
Yeah, but it was one of those things that is supposed to be done within, like, the first couple hours of open, and it's, like, an hour to close, and it's just staring at me, and I'm like, I will get to you,
maybe
hopefully,
next week.
Yeah. And then, at the same time, the store manager is, like, obsessively texting the ASM about why we didn't get two certain things done on our list of shit to do that, quite frankly, doesn't feel that important when you're that busy. Hey, why didn't you make your phone calls? And he's on vacation, so we're like, just be on vacation! Mm-hmm. It was just one of those days. We did have a lady call and ask if there was a corporate number she could call and complain that we're short-staffed and overworked and underpaid.
Right.
And I was like, I love you, lady, but I'm too busy to even have this conversation with you. Here's the number for corporate.
I was going to say, yeah, just throw her the 1-800 number and be done with it.
I did, and she was like, can I like bring you lunch? And I was like, no, ma'am, you don't have to do all that. And she was like, are you sure? You all work so hard. And I'm like, look, we get at least paid enough to eat lunch. And you're like a little old lady. I don't need you putting that much effort into my existence. I will feel bad.
You should be like, that depends. What you think about buying?
I would be like, are you making or are you buying? Because if you making...
Hell no.
Huh?
Banana bread.
If you making, hell no. I don't trust you.
Banana bread.
I was actually having a craving for zucchini bread the other day. Like, it's been years since I've had zucchini bread.
And not working. Help.
And not working. Help. I don't like help, Joey. Joey.
You remember when banana bread at work was a meme for a while? It was very confusing.
No, but I don't meme very well.
That's fair.
Dude, I was watching, I think it's BuzzFeed, it has a series of videos. It was like, I accidentally became a meme. And it's people like Bad Luck Brian and like the
yeah, the he was the girl. First one, wasn't he? And like, what is it, Crazy Girlfriend?
Crazy Girlfriend, yeah. They
overly
explained,
attractive, or overly one, attached.
Yeah, overly attached girlfriend. I was like, I know there's a different phrase for this.
Yeah, then they explain basically, you know, what happened, why they did that, and how long it took before it caught fire and became mm-hmm. popular. And most of them are pretty positive stories. Like, none of them are really negative. And then that led me to a video that's like the dark side of becoming a meme. And it was ones like Star Wars Kid and...
Didn't Star Wars Kid kill himself?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was like him and Techno Viking.
Oh, yeah. Techno Viking had a rough time.
He was pissed.
Yeah.
The dude... What's fucked up is the dude... That video only exists because there was just some random filmmaker he wanted to... He had some new piece of equipment or something, and he wanted to test it. So he made that video of just that dude dancing, as they put it in the... They described it in the video, a very large Nordic-looking man dancing down the street to techno. And he released it, and, like, he managed to make, like, you know, 12, 13, I think it said, $1,000 off of it or whatever.
Did Techno Viking get none of it?
Techno Fighting, well, he did end up getting a bunch of it. He found out about it like 2 years later and sued for damages and for some other shit.
Unlawful use?
Something, I can't remember what it was, but he ended up getting like 30-something thousand euros, which bankrupt the original filmmaker. Uh-huh. And not only that, the German, some German council voted that while it was ultimately, because initially Nordic Viking or Techno Viking wanted that video taken down completely.
Right.
Not understanding that, like,
it's the internet.
It's the internet. It's out there.
It's too fucking late, bro. Mm-hmm.
So.
Like that time Beyonce was like, don't share this picture of me. And everybody was like,
click.
That was the wrong thing to say.
Yeah, so initially he wanted it taken down, and then he settled, and, you know, they did the court thing, and, the original filmmaker, while the council said ultimately they can't stop everybody that's outside the country and the rest of the world using the video, they can't stop that one dude. So literally everybody in the world has free reign to use that video as they please, except the fucking original filmmaker.
Which, fair enough.
I guess, yeah. It was just like, fucking hilarious, that's honestly rough, dude. But yeah, there were some interesting stories, and I'm like, I never... Sometimes I wonder about that, like... The potential for any one of our pictures, just random pictures, to get used.
Just showing up.
Yeah. Just to get texts one morning and wake up and have people be like, dude, I think you were just memed.
Like, I'd be like, well, okay.
Dope.
Yeah.
You mean I was useful?
Yeah.
Huh.
Was I wearing my discount podcast shirt at least?
Oh, please, God, tell me I was. The Bad Luck Brian one was actually pretty interesting. The picture was intentional.
Yeah.
So he's like rubbing his eyes and shit, trying to make him all puffy. It was pretty funny. And they actually made him retake the picture, but he had scanned it before he turned it back in. So Yeah, some of them have actually made pretty lucrative careers about just being a meme.
I mean, you know, you do you, I guess.
Making the most of a moment. Or you deal with
what you're handed, yeah, like, as best you can.
Huh. I didn't realize Kofi has done that particular move.
He's done every move.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we're watching WrestleMania 25. We are...
20 minutes in,
so go for it. Go get all synced up. What did you want to talk about, Jovi? You brought up something right before we started.
Oh, I was just going to talk about the dope-ass soul food we got.
Oh, yeah, go for it, man.
So, Anton wanted greens. Is really the
greens?
Yeah, yeah, it's really just the beginning of this adventure. Well, the actual beginning was every time we both have a day off and we wake up fucking unmotivated as shit and we haven't eaten for like 4 hours, I'll be like, are we just gonna order delivery or what? Yeah, like, neither of us wants to cook or do the dishes that are already here, and, like, I don't know, I could go for sitting for another 2 hours waiting for somebody else to bring me food. Fuck it. And I was like, so, you usually start with, like, cuisine bans. Like, one of us can be like, I just don't want fucking pizza, or I just don't want Chinese right now. Mm. And I'd start naming shit off, and I said something about barbecue, and he got excited, and then the only barbecue place that fucking delivered would have been, like, $100 for, like, two people with all the ship or the delivery and shit.
Mucho dinero. Mucho dinero.
So I was like...
No bueno.
How did I phrase it? Why don't we get black people food? Was pretty much it. Like,
it sounds really bad when you say it out loud.
But the funny part is the whole time we were just talking about how, like, white people can't make food like black people. At least when it comes to certain foods.
Yeah.
Like, no white person's gonna make cornbread as good as a black grandma.
Nah.
Like, fight me.
Realistically, I think cornbread, race aside, is just like a grandma thing, right? That's grandma's, that's Gam Gam's recipe.
Right.
That's the holy... Nobody can make a cornbread as good as a Gam Gam.
Nah.
A good just, Oma.
Speaking of which, that was the actual name of one of those side dishes I got.
Oma?
No, it was Grandma's potato salad. But we ordered from this place on 76th and, should I say, the crossroad?
Yeah, it's in Milwaukee. Who cares?
Yeah, 76th and Brown Deer, called Perkins Boys on the Grill. Now, this is why when you said with a Z, I went, speaking of with a Z, boys on the A grill, mm-hmm. To which I was like, I already trust this.
Yeah, immediately I was like, fuck yeah, the food's going to be bomb no matter what it is.
Nah, they're not fucking around. Based on location and name alone, we were like, yes. I won't even be surprised if this comes on paper plates that are covered in foil. I don't care.
That's how you know it's good.
Yeah, right?
For real. So here we got
to... Which is, like, not even a joke. Like, legit.
No, to a restaurant, they give you a paper plate covered in foil. You just got magic handed
to you. The shittier the packaging for to-go, the better.
Yeah. So Anton got catfish.
I got fried catfish, collard greens.
And coleslaw.
Hell yeah.
I got fried pork chops, which it said chop. Two pork chops showed up that were each as big as my face. And I was like, whoa, I am not going to eat all this. And I also got hush puppies, which are, so far in my life, the best hush puppies I've ever had. And grandma's potato salad. And we got a side of mac and cheese, because, like, you can't order from a place like that and not get the mac and cheese.
And not try the mac and cheese.
You're right. And then I ordered some Perkins Punch, because they didn't tell me what it was online. So it's like, whatever this punch is, I want it. And then I laughed and said, I bet it's just fucking Kool-Aid. Which I'm pretty sure it was.
It was definitely Kool-Aid, but it had something else in it, and I can't...
Extra sugar.
Yeah, there was like a pound of fucking sugar in the shit, there was
definitely just like a different flavor in there somewhere.
Yeah, there was something. I don't know. I passed out right after I ate half of my food, so it's like, maybe it was the punch.
I don't have a rim chop. Not yet, anyway. I can say this, though.
Jesus!
But it all was, like, ridiculously good.
So fucking good.
And we've both been meaning to leave a review because they don't have any social media, but they answer their every review on Google in all caps, and it's adorable. Plus, I was like, well, that's an easy review. Ever had soul food so comforting you just curl up and fall asleep on your couch for 2 hours? Because we just ordered soul food and I just woke up.
It was fucking awesome
food. I want some greens.
Oh, the god, greens were so fucking good. Oh my god. In the potato salad, I suddenly understood why black people say white people can't make potato salad. I was
true.
We cannot.
We can't.
Can't?
I mean, we can. Like,
we can, but we're just not gonna.
It's just not.
It's not the way, like.
It doesn't have that love.
My grandma's potato salad is not that grandma's potato salad.
It doesn't have that love.
I wanted to write a review asking what was in it, but that's, like, against the code.
I would say that story is gonna be like, hot.
Like, I imagine grandma in the kitchen, you know, shackled to the stove, really just making potato salad and
for hours and hours.
Out of love, yes, for hours and hours, not taking any breaks
and
to
not
rest,
measuring a goddamn thing
to rest or
rolling,
breathe or eat or sleep, you know, just potato salad all the time.
That just reminded me of Cookie Clicker,
and she's so happy.
Sorry, you could buy grandma's to make your
hang
cookies.
Hang on.
Do we have to pause?
Yeah, hang on.
I don't know. You ready?
Yeah, we're back.
Dope. We're back.
Okay, so you were talking about grandmas and Cookie Clicker.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about grandmas making food. And you're talking about her being all chained up. It reminded me of in Cookie Clicker. You can buy grandmas, so instead of having to click to make cookies, they make cookies. But then eventually the grandmas get possessed.
I thought you were going to say they die.
No.
I was like, damn.
No. Okay. No, they get possessed and, like, get turned into weird creatures and, I don't know, aliens show up and you open a hole in the universe and it was a weird game for something that just had you starting with going, click, I made a cookie.
What is the point of the game?
To make more cookies.
So there's only one mechanic and you just click a button.
You click your mouse and then with enough cookies, you can buy stuff that makes more cookies.
Is there any way to save your progress in this game?
No, we left the browser open at GU for like 3 months.
You just make cookies.
Yeah, we finally got bored at about 86 billion cookies.
Not even 100. Fucking quitters.
No, it was because like the story, there was actually like a storyline eventually. And shit got all fucked up. And like, I don't know, people were dying. And it got harder to actually play. Because you weren't just clicking anymore. You were just watching numbers and then being like, oh, being attacked by spaceships. Hang on, gotta click on those. So it was weird.
Also, resync if you're watching along. We're at 38 minutes, 15 seconds. Sorry, we had a little hiccup there. Anyhow, sorry.
There's not much else to say about Cookie Clicker. It had its time on the internet, and it was angrily addictive. Because it's just the basis of satisfying monkey brain. You're like, click, cookie. Click, click, click. More cookies.
I don't get it.
I don't know either.
I don't get it. I like a lot of dumb shit. That is where I draw the line. I'm like, no, I don't. I legit don't get it.
I don't know, man. I didn't think I would.
You wouldn't get
somebody
it.
Somebody was right? Like, I only finally played it because somebody on a Reddit thread and an Ask Reddit was like, I'm mad at how much I genuinely enjoy Cookie Clicker right now. I started playing it to prove it was stupid, and now it's been 3 weeks.
It's been 83 years. Or something.
It's a lot of cookies.
This is a lot of cookies. What's up, Thought? What is this, mid-2000s, right?
2009?
Sure. Okay, well, first...
Way later than we should be having a Kid Rock concert.
For sure, that dude is too into it. Oh my god.
He's probably also 4 beers into it.
Oh yeah, that's what I was going to tell you earlier and I forgot.
What?
Part of the reason that Techno Viking was so pissed off was that the day that they did that video, he was on copious amounts of speed. like a lot of speed.
Okay.
And wait, no. This is what we're doing. We're gonna parade all the women out here at the Kid Rock concert.
Well, yeah.
Kid Rock. Who the fuck just kissed him?
Summer Rae.
Why?
Because Summer Rae is trash.
Why would you ever?
I don't know. Look at Talia.
That was Natty.
Yeah, that's what I said. Talia.
Talia. Oh, was that her name? Oh
no,
yeah.
No. It was just what people nicknamed her more Mickey? Often back then. Look, Mickey can do no wrong.
Nah, Mickey can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Mickey they had makes. Santina in there too. That was funny.
To I guess I don't know, Mike. Are you into Mickey?
Of course.
Okay.
He just looked at you like, yeah, are we even fucking friends? Or
are we having this conversation right now?
Do I need to take back our new toy? Or
yeah, I'm so excited. About
I'll return
that.
It.
I'm so excited. No, there's no need to do that. Look, let's not get crazy.
Don't
okay?
question the love of Mickey James in
let's,
people.
Let's
then.
Not get crazy. I am super like. Can we talk about it and be super vague so it really just pisses people off?
The Frank
off?
Box?
Yeah, the Frank box. Like, I'm so fucking excited to get that all set up and working. That thing, like, while Mike and I were looking it over today and really, you know what I mean, taking a microscope to it and shit, mm-hmm. that thing can do everything that I've been straining my laptop to do. All the programs that I run are on that thing. Like, that's everything. And that has more functionality than some of these programs have.
Right.
Like, there are some things that I don't think it's going to be able to do. Like, for example, you know, like any of the voice stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the modulations right. to it.
I mean, we never even really use that.
I mean, we do and we don't. It's every now and again something happens, but...
I think it's more so a function of our ability to actually do it without it fucking up is why we don't really mess
right.
with
right.
Like, okay, we've tried doing it, yeah. mostly.
Well, like, no, I mean, in VoiceMeeter, I pretty much have it down, you know what I mean, what goes where or whatever. I'm just really excited because it's like I told Mike earlier, and I'm going to be brutally honest. When we got done looking at it, I was like, this is a full-fledged fucking studio that we've got right here.
Right.
So if the quality of the show... doesn't go up from this day forward, or at least from when that's all set and ready to go, then it's not the equipment, it's us. We suck, and we should, you know, maybe
continue
not
continue.
Do that.
Maybe yeah, maybe continue
try not doing
not
that
sucking. So, which is funny too, we were talking on the way home from getting food, Mike and I were, and how did we get on the topic of like our show being somebody's favorite or something? What the fuck were you talking about?
It was a shirt. I know that. We're talking about a
You're my
the BBC
favorite
shirt.
Pizza place.
Was it the BBC shirt?
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, like, people buying things. I said, what good is our merch if it's not offensive to at least one person?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, like a coffee mug or something. That's just a personal thing to somebody. Like, hey, this is my favorite pizza place. My favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, which I don't think is happening at all, by the way. I don't think we're anybody's favorite show. And what I mean is, if I told you, Jovi,
yeah.
say you're a fan of the show, right? If I told you,
I'm
hey.
I'm a fan of the show.
You can listen to any of these shows on this list. This is just exclusively a list of shows you like. You can listen to any one episode of any of these shows, and then I kill you. Nobody's picking us.
What if Dan does?
If Dan did, then I would be super flattered, and I would also have to tell him to quit lying.
And then kill him.
Yeah, and then kill him anyway. But yeah, I don't know that I'd go that far. I mean, I hope so. I hope we're somebody's favorite show.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Yes, yeah, actually, yes, it would.
Yes, it would also. You know what else would be super nice?
Money.
Fuck you, Steve!
I would not thank want you. To fuck Steve, thank you.
All right, well, Steve, I did not mean to set her up for that joke. That was not my intention. I just wanted to let you know.
Also, same.
She's got her own thing. Just got roasted, son. She almost took her face directly into the apron. You know that's the hardest part of the ring.
I was going to say.
Yeah, the hardest.
It's unforgiving is what it is.
Damn.
Correct.
You guys want to slip into the void and then we can come back and maybe we can do some questions, talk about some spoopy stuff?
Honestly, I stopped talking as much because I wasn't sure how much time we had left to the void and didn't want to start a new subject and the last one had fizzled out, so yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go to the void then.
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. And tonight...
Tonight!
Like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from Movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey, everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games and the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I'm Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all, but mainly in you, you spooky bitch. I'm offended. We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
This ought to be very. We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito.
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Those were $500 sunglasses, asshole.
Damn.
My car. Oh no, it got a dent. I'm gonna have to lightly buff that out. Okay, so let's go.
Do you want to hit play?
Do I want to hit play? Yeah, I wanted to let it get behind a few seconds because of the hiccup we had. Yeah. Oh. So we are now at 46 minutes. Hopefully, you should still be. Mostly synced. I was looking for the thingy thing.
Uh-huh.
Because we were going to do the thing.
Boy.
We were going to do the thing if this would fucking go back to where it was. And now all of my sounds have been moved around. And
dope.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking awesome. Here we go.
Fucking bullshit!
This week in Chic. I'm going to try to pick random ones that made me do the ha-has. Obviously, we know Chic has a theme, but that's not the point, and is the point. I'll start with 5 days ago and go from there. I believe the children are the future. Teach them well, or I beat the fuck out of you.
I'm with you so far.
What's love got to do with it, you dumb son of a bitch? There is a huge sale on Go Fuck Yourself, everyone.
Dude, sweet.
Started from the bottom, now we are fucked.
What is wrong with him?
Jabroni rabbit, tricks are for kids, you dumb son of a bitch.
What's he like?
What, the rabbit or Chic?
I don't know. Lover, go fuck yourself.
Word.
Fuck the 2020.
Agreed.
You fruit gusher motherfucker, no good son of a bitch, have a good day.
John Cena?
No, he's Foodie Pebbles.
And,
oh, God, Santina.
Yeah, this was then one of the angriest moments in my wrestling-watching life, in which a cross-dressing man won the first ever women's battle royale at WrestleMania.
They never rectified that either.
Nope. In fact, they brought Santina back for the first women's pay-per-view Evolution.
Wasn't I here for that? Because I was like,
you were as equally angry as I was. Yeah, because like,
me, who doesn't even really pay attention to wrestling, especially at this point, and I'm like, isn't this kind of just slapping all the women in the face who right. like actually try?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. You got it.
Anyway.
Carrie, we're the law.
Yeah. National polls showing that 57% of the people want me to suplex all jabronis of the earth and make them humble.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you that.
And you can tell he was watching the debate because in this order, fuck the swine flu, fuck the fracking, there's a fly on your head, Bubba. Mikey Bubba, there's a fly on your fucking head, I said. And then there's...
it just dies out.
Yeah. That was it. That was all his tweets for that day. Virtually, go fuck yourself. Breaking news, go fuck yourself. Hopefully, you can go fuck yourself. Together or separately, go fuck yourself. Now more than ever, go fuck yourself. When the night has come and the land is dark, go fuck yourself.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Now here's the one that threw me off, and I genuinely laughed out loud, but in confusion. Now I listen to the beautiful Rob Thomas music and relax with a cold beer and fall asleep. Good night, jabronis.
Well, that's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole bunch.
Just like, what the fuck?
A whole bunch.
Yeah. For a limited time, no, I say fuck the McRib always and forever, Bubba. Flatten the curve, you dumb son of a bitch. Fact, jabronis are jabronis.
Alright, give me three more.
Most of them are about the NBA finals after that.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty much... If you can read this, you are long overdue for a camel clutch. That's his most recent tweet.
Well, I guess we're overdue. Then.
I didn't read it, though.
Yeah, I didn't technically read
Shit,
it.
Shit, I'm overdue for a camel clutch.
Yep, you're in for a camel clutch. So, we sent one of our NPCs out into the world of Facebook. As you know, we don't really fuck with that anymore. To ask for questions.
Fuck with you.
And instead... what we got.
Oh, is that right? This one?
No, we're doing this right now.
Instead, what we got was a comment from one Mr. Michael G. I'm not going to dox you on the show here. It said, I'm going to try to read this, like, as it's...
Just read it based on the punctuation alone.
Right. I just learned, sadly, be a vampire fanatic, that they have ADD on counting. Thus the grains of sands, mustard seeds, blah blah, they have OCD on counting. I don't know.
It's not only not a question.
It doesn't make any damn sense. Unless he's talking, if he's basing this whole thing around the count.
Yeah, recently there's been conversation, thanks to, he must also follow Muppet History. They brought up that Count von Count was actually shockingly accurate to the original canon of vampires because they have OCD with numbers.
Where was that canon? Where was that written?
I don't know. You'd have to go find the post about it on Muppet History that has a link.
The archives, duh.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can think this whole rambling statement is related to. Also, it's a little early for him to be that drunk, but it is Saturday, so...
Well, you know... Yet here we are. Anywho's, we got some more stuff here.
We got other questions?
We got some more stuff here. Shane wants to know, what is the spookiest place you have ever been to, and did you see anything while you were there?
I thought about this because I saw it earlier, so I at least had a chance to be slightly less on the fly about it. But I think technically the spookiest place I've ever been was the abandoned Nazi camp in California. That's just weird as fuck. At least now you've seen video of the place, but there were some parts that were just fucking stupid amounts of spooky, because you had to think about the fact that, like, at some point Nazis just lived here. And the weirdest part was, like, the spookiest places were, like, the bathrooms.
Oh.
You're like Nazi shit here. I don't know.
Spooky shits.
Yeah, I don't know. There was something weird about it. There also was...
One.
That's really spoopy.
Two.
Get it?
Two turds.
Topical.
At some point, I think I told you about it, we were in some house across from what was clearly, like, a horse barn. And there was a ladder to get to the second floor, which was weird enough to begin with, because none of the two-floor buildings had stairs. They all had ladders.
Right.
I'm not... That was just weird in general. But we, well, two of the three of us climbed the ladder. I stayed at the bottom because rickety wooden hanging second floor. I figured not all three of us should go up there. Because the only thing seemingly holding up the second floor was this ladder at this point. And there was a door up there, and I heard buzzing. So I was like, I bet there's bees. And I want to be the first person out of this building if you disturb an entire hive of bees. Which they did. And I got outside first. And we ran about as far as we could until we didn't hear any more buzzing. And then there were fire ants at our feet, which luckily had not attacked us yet. Not exactly the spookiest thing in the world, but there was a lot of weird shit going on there.
He's like, can I have the pen, please?
Yeah.
He's like, yo, where's the scariest place you've been, and did you see any ghosties? And you're like, nah, but it's one time I heard bees.
Bro, there's not really that many spooky places that I've been. I mean, in general, House on the Rock has its own kind of spook to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a haunted place, though. I, too, saw this early, and I've been thinking about it all fucking day, and I also can't, like... I remember when I was younger, before we moved to Florida, we went to, like, a cave exploration thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the cave being pretty fucking spooky, but, I mean, I can't really... We didn't really have any places, like, there were no abandoned places in Florida that were like, oh, it's fucking haunted.
I mean, the spookiest shit I've seen we discussed last year, when I had that CD that was sitting under my dresser break in the middle of the night.
That is true. I do remember that. How could I forget? Mike, what about you?
I will say, because I also saw this earlier, but also... This is literally the first thing I thought of, and I actually found it on my Facebook profile.
Okay.
It's a storm drain.
Okay.
But, because we used to explore those way back in the day, which, honestly, if I still talk to most of the people that I went with, I still would, because it's still cool. But they're also fucking
terrifying.
Creepy.
I would imagine. I'd like to do it.
But, not that anyone besides you two are going to see this picture right this second, but it's just...
You can put it in the Discord.
I will, momentarily, okay. But I want to show you first so I can continue talking.
You don't
but, say. Because it's just, it's that, I know you can't see it from over here, Anton, but it's that.
Okay.
It's the giant gaping pipe, basically.
Right.
But as you're walking into it, the sunlight just... very, very casually just stops existing.
And then it's just darkness.
And yeah, you just have your shitty little headlamp as you're looking around, and all you can hear is just, you know, because it's just water.
Right.
So you hear
all you hear is your footsteps, and then occasionally, like, someone will trip over something in the water. Granted, they're not all like this, but this is the only one that jumped out at me because I remember this because it was, like, legitimately like you're walking into some horror movie scene where it's just getting progressively dark.
It definitely looks like a place you'd get raped and murdered for sure. Maybe eaten by a entity that disguises itself as a clown.
The only positive thing about this particular one that you guys might see in the group momentarily, well, in a long time relatively, but is that you can actually stand up and walk. Because most of the ones we went into were like, you know, if there's any sort of surge of water, we're fucking dead.
Right.
Because you're crouch walking and or crawling through them.
Yeah, because
they're storm drains. Where, like, if you go in far enough, it's legitimately just a sewer system.
I can't be doing that. I'll walk through one like that.
But, right.
Yeah, I'm not crawling in.
I mean, I can because I'm small enough, honestly. But
wow, fuck you. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm 5'8".
Wow, fuck
Maybe.
You.
Maybe.
dunking on tall people here.
But to the second part of that question, there really wasn't anything paranormal about it. It's a storm drain. It's just creepy because you're just literally walking into this dark, wet pit.
Basically. Because
that's pretty much what most of them are.
You know, well, like,
it's a storm drain. But
the scene in it.
Or I mean,
the
like,
scenes in it.
When in Florida, there's this town called Casadega. And it's supposed to be like it's where all the psychics are and they do, you know, Ouija stuff there and palm readings and it's like haunted.
Is that where New Orleans goes to retire?
Is that where New Orleans goes to retire? Sure. No, hang on. I'll just look it up here.
10 best psychic readings in the U.S.
Yeah, I just wanted, here we go.
Whatever that bitch's name is.
Cleo?
The faking lady.
Cleo.
Is that her name?
Auntie Cleo?
Sure.
You call your Auntie Cleo.
Let's see. Manifested dream, blah, blah, blah. The Senecas.
Yeah.
See, here it doesn't really say much about, like, the reputation that the city has. It's one of those places where it's like, ooh, it's spooky, don't go there and hang out, you know, in the graveyards after midnight, blah, blah, blah. And, like, we went through Casadega once. It was during the day, but, like, I don't know. I'm sorry to let you down here, Shane. I've genuinely not been very many naturally spooky places or, like, places that were rumored to be haunted or anything cool like that. I've never even been into a graveyard after midnight.
Oh, really?
For fear of trespassing.
I mean, it's fun.
Let's see. Dan wanted to know, what would we bring with us if we had to spend a night in a haunted house that is really haunted?
Like, actually, for real, is
yeah,
haunted?
A gun.
Nah, guns don't kill.
Silver bullets or what?
Yeah, like, guns aren't gonna help you.
You don't know that.
I'd bring a blanket.
Based on the lore we've built up as a people, no, it would not.
Well, see, Jovi's got it right, though, because the blanket you can just pull over your head and they can't get
you. They can't see me. I'm safe under the fucking blanket.
So what we're saying is if we put John Cena in any fucking haunted establishment, he's fucking golden.
Yeah, he's great. He might be fucking with you all night. You think he's one of the ghosts.
It's just one item, yeah, I'm going a blanket. Because, like, what can I do about ghosts? I might as well be comfy.
I'm going to assume...
A candle, maybe? A Ouija board if I'm feeling saucy?
Let's assume that if you're feeling saucy.
Mike got it right away, and I saw him just chuckle a bit, and then it made it worse, and then you caught on, like, 30 seconds later.
Was there an actual reference to that?
No.
Oh, I just think it's just funny because I love the word saucy in that context. Let's assume that if we're going to an actually haunted place, we're probably going to hunt ghosts, right?
No, I just want to see what happens.
Okay, well,
I don't need to find them. They can find me.
Well, yeah, we can team up because I was going to say I'd bring some sort of like EMF thing or something.
Right. So
I would just be in a corner with a blanket reading a book until it got dark.
No, you only get one thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Book or blanket, bitch.
Find a book.
No,
he didn't say one thing.
He
said, what would you bring with you if you had to spend? That's it. That's what I'm saying.
I think he said one thing.
Yeah.
I swear you said one.
I did not say one.
Okay.
Did he type it, though?
What I was going to.
Oh, all right.
What I was going to say is let's assume at least I'm ghost hunting. So take out like all the hunting equipment. The cameras and, mm-hmm.
All the fancy shit, the tech.
Yeah. So take on all the tech.
Yeah, that's coming with anyway. So what personal items would you bring with you?
Flashlight, water, blanket, book.
No, nothing that we... Flashlights are included.
Fine, water is included. Blanket,
anything survival,
survival related type deal. It's all included. So just personal shit, what would you bring with you?
Blanket and a book.
I'd bring the Switch. No lie, I'd bring the Switch. I'd bring my laptop.
Does a Ouija board count as ghost hunting equipment?
Because
maybe I'm feeling saucy now, alright?
Technically.
Maybe in the last 2 minutes I started feeling saucy.
Depends on how much you believe in that sort of thing, I suppose.
Yeah. It depends. See, I think what's bogus...
Oh, I'd bring specifically the Ouija board we got at the thrift store that was covered in essential oils of mysterious origins.
Lavender?
That's the only one we own.
No, it fucking reeked. Like... we got it at Goodwill, and Anton, what, for like 10 minutes, was like, what is that fucking smell?
No, I'd walked away with it, and like, because we were standing in an aisle, and I was getting a headache from the smell, so I walked away to another part of the store, and then I was starting to get a headache again. And he smelled the box and was like, whoa, buddy.
It's the Ouija board.
Holy shit. And ran over to her and was like, bro, smell this box.
And I was like, dope. Now we have to get it.
So what was I saying? I was saying something to you.
Stuff other than essentials.
The personal items.
Yeah.
And you said you were going to bring a Switch.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I'll bring my Switch and my laptop and all of our podcasting equipment. That's what I'd bring.
Does that count as ghost hunting equipment?
No, I don't think so.
What, a phone and a Switch?
No, the podcasting equipment. Because, like, recording shit.
We're coming to you live from some haunted fucking place.
I'd love to. That'd be so. We could live stream it.
We might die. Let's go.
Hell yeah, dude. I'd be all in for that. It would be like.
Man, they'd be fucking with the Frank box immediately.
Yeah, we can't bring the Frank box. We'd have to go old school. Frank box stays behind.
The Frank box stays behind.
Yeah.
Jovi, 2020.
I'm definitely, I've decided, Jovi, I'm 100% making the Big Citrus shirt.
I'll wear it. I'll wear it to work. I don't give a fuck.
Beware Big Citrus. BBC.
Mm-hmm.
Big Citrus. They said some shit about something on the radio yesterday morning.
Very specific.
About big something.
Oil.
No, tobacco, it was something pharmacy. Like it was something like us, where it was it was nonsensical.
Oh, like a spoof kind of thing.
Yeah, and gotcha. I can't remember for the life of me. It was like Big Wool or something.
Beware Big Wool.
Big Wool. That would also work.
Swole.
That would also work, right? Beware Big Citrus. Beware Big Wool. We're on a pattern here.
Yeah.
Working something out.
Yeah, we're
working. So Mike, you still didn't answer. Then what would you bring?
I was going to say, operating under the pretense of it just being one item, I was just going to bring, like, an iPod or my phone with music to just tune shit out.
Like, shit's flying around your head, mm-hmm. and you're just, like, jamming out.
Just me just sitting there like, if I'm going to die, let me just...
let me at least pick a good playlist, mm-hmm. all right?
But if it's, like, a whole bunch, I don't know.
Me sitting there listening to the Portal 2 soundtrack, like, that makes sense.
Because I'm torn between, like, actually wanting to just experience some paranormal shit. Not so much as being like, yeah, I'm the one that proved it. Yeah, me. Just in, like, so, like if it's just us, so we can go back and be like, you remember that one time? And everyone's like, dude, fucking right?
Yeah.
Remember that one time Anton got possessed, but,
just
like,
a shared experience.
He got possessed mm-hmm. by a high-pitched woman.
Not for the
reason.
Fame or anything, just from the, like... Like, 20 years from now, we can all just be like, you know, remember when we went to name a place?
Yeah.
And all three of us at the same time were just kind of like, oh, yeah. That was, that happened.
Yeah, I remember that place.
But, because if we're taking the tech out of it, then that kind of negates anything that I could add to it, because that would really be... There isn't anything personal I'd bring other than...
A plushie.
Blanket.
Well, of course.
Bring a squishmallow.
I'm trying to be sappy. It's not working.
In case I die, I will bring a photo of my dead friends.
Did it help?
No.
So are they going to show up?
Maybe. They've done it before.
Oh. Like your CD exploding?
Yeah. It was a gift from my dead best friend, and I was mad at him for dying, broke.
Sorry, did I just remember this?
Go.
Because I just bowled 300 on Thursday out of nowhere. Because I've been bowling like shit since I... Because I didn't bowl all since, obviously, the lockdown happened. So, I don't know what... The beginning of March.
Yeah.
I hadn't bowled until September. So, you know, a good while.
Yeah.
And I was just bowling like shit. Like, my timing was off. Everything was bad. And then just out of nowhere, the first game on Thursday, 300 game. And then I was talking to my dad yesterday, and he was talking about... Or just, I forget how the conversation got there, but basically, in whatever, like, Law & Order SVU episode he was watching, someone was just like, it was like, I forget if it was a witness or whoever, but, like, legitimately they're just like, yeah, Logan Larson of whatever, and then he's just like, so, what? Like, in the, you know, in the same, like, 36, 24 to 36 hour period. I have a random 300 game out of fucking nowhere.
And the universe
Because my other two games were garbage. Like, I bowled like shit that night except for the first game.
Of course.
And then that happens, and I'm just like, you know,
listen here, universe.
Sometimes things get a little too coincidental.
It's like, I don't need this.
Yeah, I don't want none of this.
Could y'all have waited a month?
This ain't good.
Then at least it would have made sense.
Yeah, don't do this. Don't do this right now.
I did have something similar. Anton, you may remember this. I had started having dreams about my dead best friend from high school named Jerry. And all those dreams are like, oh my god, you're super not dead. How cool is that? Let's hang out. Okay.
Yeah, just round for the bar.
I already have one for you. Oh. Where did you get that one?
What? That's my glass.
I'm saving it.
No, I have one
there's
already.
There's three over here.
Oh.
The fuck?
Now there's four.
Right. Magic. Didn't you know David Copperfield?
The ghost.
David right. Copperfield, listener to the show, was my great uncle.
Anyway.
He's dead now.
Dang.
Is he though? I started having fucking weird ass dreams about dude again. And then me and Anton were talking about eventually getting a cat. So inevitably I was sitting Black on cat. Pet Finder looking at cats for no good reason. Because I knew it wasn't happening anytime soon. But looking at cats makes my soul happy, so fuck it. And I come across one, and its name is Jerry, and it looks exactly like the cat I had to leave behind with my ex. And I was like, I'll fuck off with this. And I showed Anton, who knows the name, and has seen pictures of my old cat, and he was like, are you fucking serious with that? And I was like, universe is being a dick, man.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you got it. Confirm. We got one thing left.
Which is?
And it's not a spoopy thing.
No.
But it is a damn good question. I did not know until I read a tweet today of a mother posting a note that her little boy wrote after the Raw SmackDown Superstar draft.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Big E got taken away from the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. So the question is, explain why you would draft only one member of the New Day when you could just have had all three of them with the same pick. Hashtag just cause.
That's what I was mentioning before.
Oh, the thing that made you sad?
Yeah, when I was asking if we were going to have a wrestling minute, because I wanted to mention that, because it's fucking sad.
Yeah. I mean...
Alright, hang on.
Oh, we're doing a twofer.
There you go.
Yeah.
For once in my life, I am leading the wrestling minute.
This will be the only time. Enjoy it.
Yeah, unless Kane comes back.
No, not even.
Then Mike just quits. He's like, I'm not fucking talking about this.
Is he wearing a mask? No, I don't care.
Then you give me you can go first, Mike. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, aside from it being fucking stupid to the point of that question, when you could just pick the New Day as your draft pick.
You are allowed to pick teams, yes.
Instead of, I want Big E, which... First of all, fair enough. Most people would.
Yeah, right.
But
choose your fighter, that big motherfucker.
I just think it's stupid because to me, as someone who's pretty much outside of wrestling at this point, other than I pay attention on like YouTube to
up, down, down, or Cultaholic or whatever.
Yeah, like I'll keep up with what's happening, but I don't watch.
Right.
Kind of thing, which is probably weird to most people.
And that's basically what we're doing at this point. We keep up via Twitter for the most part.
But I think it's sad that they did that just because, like I said, I don't watch wrestling, but anytime anyone's ever like, yeah, the New Day, anyone who follows wrestling is like, fuck yeah, the New Day, am I right?
Hell yeah, New Day.
New Day rocks!
Yeah, see, exactly that.
No, like, the hype is real.
But it seems like that's just what WWE is doing at this point. Just a bunch of shock value shit and just pissing off their fans.
They already broke up the Iconics, which was, bad enough. I was like, how fucking dare you?
Yeah.
And Vince was probably like, well, one of them's blonde, so...
Look, Vince.
Keep the blonde one with the big tits.
Yeah. Oh, what are we going to do the other one? Who fucking cares?
Whatever, fire her. I don't care.
Yeah.
I can't do his voice. I'm not going to
try
again.
Well, it was like, was it Mandy Rose and...
Dana Brooke.
Yeah. So, they're together now.
My
and I'm
girl,
like, wow.
Dana Brooke.
He just straight up took two busty blondes and we're like, they're best friends now. Okay, Vince.
Yep.
Do you write your storylines with actual Barbies and action figures, yep. or
no? It comes straight from his dreams.
And you know, if you
yeah, like it's
slapping the fucking dolls together,
grinding them.
I don't know. The whole idea of breaking up New Day, I knew was going to happen eventually because Vince can't fucking help himself.
Right. That's
every
like
tag team.
He can't have a good thing.
Fucking tag team that's over. As soon as they're, like, the most over and can't get more over, I feel like he feels it peters out, but it doesn't. They're just the most over. Forever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, something has to change. And I'm like, so, Vince, you're the kind of guy that, like, on the off chance you're fucking your wife and she says right there, you immediately change what you're doing? Because that's what it sounds like. You're that kind mm-hmm. of fucking dude.
Oh, right there. Oh, in your ass?
Yeah, I'm like... That's
no.
Can yeah. my friend join?
Yeah, like, it's basically how that sounds. It's like that's the kind of man, loosely used man, Vince McMahon is.
Loosely used man.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Man, gently used, $35.
So to that question, I know I explained it, but I'm going to go with because WWE / possibly just Vince McMahon is fucking stupid and likes shitting on their fan base, whatever's left of it.
I mean, speaking of which, the moment right now that just happened on the show we're watching was Ric Flair holding up the arm of Mickey Rourke, who just beat up Chris Jericho at WrestleMania.
This would have been the year that the wrestler came out.
Yeah, that's why it was
we
there.
We watched this whole mini documentary on this, remember?
Yeah, I know. But still. Oh, look! And Matt turns on Jeff again. Speaking no of way. Things Vince McMahon can't just leave well enough alone. Let nope. the brothers like each other.
No.
Now they're on separate fucking shows, and Jeff just signed a new contract. Which is oddly depressing when Jeff signed his new contract. I was like, that's it, huh?
Just let him be a vaguely broken human being and not wrestle.
What, Jeff?
Yeah.
Yes, please. Just like, put him in, like, physical therapy, paid, and actual therapy. Please, dear God, somebody get that man a therapist. And leave him alone. But no. then Jeff would start jumping off of ladders in his free time, and nobody would know what to do with that.
He'd start up backyard wrestling again.
With a trampoline and four ladders.
Mm-hmm. El Drunko.
Oh,
literally
God.
The only thing I remember from those video games aside from ICP.
Oh, God.
Which, you're welcome. I didn't want to mention it, but... God.
I have at least one of those. I'll have to play it on the channel. I know you do. I think I might own both of them. I know I at least have the first one, though.
Was that really all our questions?
Yeah, that was it. We didn't get a lot this week.
Oh, that's all right. We got some. It's better than last week.
But that is okay. Let me ring the bell here. Get out of there.
Moving right along.
And
moving right along.
I mean, we are moving along, but we're moving in a different direction.
Oh no, it's time to leave?
Yep, that's it. The winds of change have rolled in. And I think that's it, man. Thank you for listening to us for another week. I don't know why you continue to do it, or maybe this was your first one. Hey, hopefully you come back. Either way, that is the show for this week. Heed the directions of the end roll, please. And if you want to ask us questions, you can head over to our Twitter and get a link to our Discord server.
It's or good. You can do so on Twitter.
Yeah, that too. It's a good fun time. Lots of people in the Discord. Memes, food talk. It's good stuff.
Yeah, share your favorite recipes with us.
Fuck yeah.
Especially if it's cornbread.
Yep. And hell we'll make it. And we'll post it.
Oh, and potato salad.
Yep.
And but not grease. If you're white.
And we'll make it. Yeah, if you're white, don't give us your potato salad recipe. Give us other recipes. Anyway, that's all I have to say. What do you guys got?
I love you guys.
Stay hydrated.
Please stay hydrated. It's very important.
Oh, yes. I suppose I left out. Not that anyone cares, but it was my 20th or so 300 game.
Oh, nice.
So, there's that. Which makes me sound like such a pompous asshole, because I'm like, I don't know, the 20th?
I've lost count.
There's just so many.
Oh, on another most Wisconsin statement ever, I was late to work today because I got stuck behind farm equipment.
I thought you were going to say a train.
No.
No.
But also, that yes.
Yeah, that's they're just both very Wisconsin statements. Mm-hmm. Your 20th 300 and probably the fifth time I've been late to work in my life due to farm equipment.
Well, I thought about bratwurst today, so the triangle is complete.
My dad made some.
Oh God. Okay.
In let's beer. Get
pork.
Before
pork.
The winds
In
of
pork.
Change. Before the winds of change, please. Before the winds of change roll away. That's it.
Bye.
Eat your vitamins, brother.
Click.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to the Discount Podcast. If you like what you heard, you can head over to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just as low as a dollar, you can get sweet, sweet bonuses, such as ad-free versions of all the shows, movie commentaries, bonus content, gaming videos, and so, so much more. Also, if you want to join the discussion and the community, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast, or you can follow us on Twitter at Discount Podcast. See you guys there.
his deep-rooted taboo and found not guilt, not anxiety or fear, but freedom.
The way that men do it. The idea of being fucked disgusts me. Of having sex makes me puke. I'm scared.
Of what?
Something that's inside of me. That makes me hurt myself. I keep cutting myself. Hurting myself. But I don't do it on purpose. Maybe I do. Pain doesn't bother me. It makes me feel alive.
What's up, all you beautiful NPCs? It's time to throw some thanks out there to our patrons at our bonus nachos level. So that'd be Mr. Charlie, Miss Renata, Mr. Shane, and Mr. Steve. Thanks for the patronage, guys. We love you.